Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. We are so thrilled to have so many more listeners each and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And also, thank you for your incoming emails with your comments and suggestions as to what you would like to hear more of on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. As many of you know, we have been, and by we I mean my business partner, Tom Katowski, and myself, this is Marcia Carnicelli Minor, have been producing and hosting Mind, Your Body, and Spirit for over 18, maybe closer to 20 years now. And it's been a blessing to be helping so many people worldwide to hear and learn about things that they ordinarily may not or would not. The things that have to do with preventive and natural health, personal growth, positive news. And the positive news is something that this planet could use a lot more of. And, of course, we know where positiveness starts, and that is within each and every one of us. So, again, I'm going to share with you some contact information, and you are welcome to get in touch with us with any questions, comments, ideas. We look forward to hearing from you. So again, this is Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper. That is our worldwide publication that is a physical newspaper as well as online. The Healthy Referral Newspaper is for those who not only want to read and learn, but it is for those who want to communicate their message and their mission and their business. We welcome your calls with interest about the Healthy Referral, as well as the radio show, how you can participate, how you can get your information out to the world. This is what we love doing. So our contact information is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address, www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's healthyreferral.com. And people chuckle every once in a while when I spell referral, but I only do that because many people spell referral differently, and then they're not able to locate our website. So we spell referral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L. So it's healthyreferral.com. An email address that you're welcome to email us to. You can either do it to the email address on our website, which is fine, or you can email marciacm@yahoo.com, and that is spelled M as in Marie, A-R-C-H-I-A, C, M as in Mary, at yahoo.com. So it's marciacm@yahoo.com. We look forward to hearing from you in any of those ways, and Tom and I want to express our gratitude, our deepest gratitude, through these 24 years. That's approximately what it has been since this mission found us and put us on this path. Every show is filled with wonderful, awesome, educational information and opportunities, and today, of course, is no exception. I would like to share, before we go on to speaking with Happy Oasis, a little bit of an affirmation or a couple affirmations for well-being or health or however you want to say it. Every cell in our body vibrates with energy and health. These are a few affirmations that you can say and feel on a daily basis. Loving myself heals my life. I nourish my mind, my body, and my soul. My body heals quickly and easily. So again, once more, every cell in my body vibrates with energy and health. Loving myself heals my life. I nourish my mind, body, and soul, and my soul heals quickly and easily. So on that note, when I mentioned about every show having awesome, awesome information and people that we interview, and that this is one of those times, I'm going to share a little bit about Happy just briefly. And yes, her name's Happy Oasis, and then I'm going to bring her on. I know she's on the line. Happy, let's refer to her as Happy Heavenly Oasis, is the founder and CEO of what's called Raw Spirit Festival, Inc. It's a 501c nonprofit educational corporation, the world's largest raw vegan eco-peace celebrations with three major raw spirit festivals in 2009, plus a five-day New Year's retreat in Maui. And Happy frequently presents at other expos, of course, and festivals. Plus, she hosted approximately 100 raw spirit potluck celebrations around the nation from around 2008 to approximately 2010. And after the second Raw Spirit Maui Oceanfront Retreat, Happy returned home to the gorgeous Granite Dells of Arizona, where for approximately 20 years, she has been the caretaker owner of Arizona's coziest and most fun-loving raw vegan retreat. She has also hosted retreats at the Happy Oasis during the spring and summer of 2011. And this location also serves as Raw Spirits International Headquarters. She is also the author of what's called Uncivilized Ecstasies, which was New Zealand's best-selling adventure poetry book. While she was resident of what is deemed the South Pacific's wildest island, and I'm going to attempt this, Motu Aotea, T-A, and she can correct me when I bring her on, in New Zealand, Happy also authored what's called Bliss Conscious Communication, and this is what we're going to be communicating to you more today with her, and therein coined the terms blissologist, Bliss Blinds. She's going to have to help me out. May the bliss be with you, Myrid Blissings, et cetera, et cetera. Her bliss book is the world's first interactive blissful communications playbook and is sought out by communication classes of high schools, colleges, universities, spiritual retreats, churches, therapists, and much, much more. She was honored with the distinction of being one of the happiest 100 people in the story of the smiling man, excerpted from the book Happy for No Reason by Marcy Shimoff, which was featured, by the way, on Oprah. So that was really awesome, awesome. So there is another part that I want to share also that that I find very, very worthwhile mentioning, because I actually met Happy the first time when a couple of us went to the Raw Spirit Festival in Sedona, Arizona. And this part that I want to share is about inspirational inception of the Raw Spirit Festival by Happy. And because this is a really very, I feel, very warm story. So I'm going to take a moment to share this. High up in the Himalayas on my deathbed with an extreme case of pneumonia, I discovered the vital force of raw vegan foods. For 2 months, Ayurvedic and allopathic doctors had been advising me to eat more curd and drink more milk while encouraging me to continue on a prescribed course of antibiotics. During a brief bout of consciousness, I grabbed a bedside book called The Yogic Cures to Common Diseases, which miraculously opened to the subject of pneumonia. and we all know there are no accidents, right? The yogic author recommended a vegetable juice fast. This felt right, and I immediately partook. Within hours, I felt the tingling, healing effects of fresh vegetable juice. And for 3 fascinating days, I lay in bed, alert, witnessing the pneumonia gradually recede from the limbs to the core of my stomach as it reversed into bronchitis, then merely a cold, until all traces of illness evaporated entirely, leaving me feeling clearer, happier, lighter, and brighter than I'd ever previously experienced. Shortly thereafter, while leading mountaineering trips to the Himalayas, I began experimenting with the Sacred Body Temple as a scientific research laboratory, and by way of fasting on cold Blue Mountain stream water and raw vegan foraged trailside vegetation, coupled with vigorous alpine exercise, I observed my chronic fatigue, arthritis, and diabetes soon reverse, and the remnants of typhoid fever and tuberculosis also disappeared. For the next 7 years, while traveling deliciously slowly, mostly by foot, with a backpack through the hinterlands of Asia, for the first time, I enjoyed a body free of illness on a simple raw vegan diet, something most travelers claim is impossible to do in the Orient. I carried a light wooden salad bowl, as do yogis and monks, and my daily fare was picked in the wild or bartered from farmers who I encountered at tiny farmers markets or occasional wilderness farms along the trails. Now, this is a very interesting part right here. Friendly tribal farmers would often invite me to hike home with them, where I would sometimes stay for months in forgotten paradises far from the throng of humanity. I was adopted by loving families who taught me their languages, their ways, and how to actually thrive by growing gardens and walking long distances to forage for rare native vegetable delicacies and preventive herbal medicines while visiting ancient half-buried Buddhist stupas or sacred Shiva pilgrimage sites, which were usually steep, austere mountain peaks with nobody there but the holy howling wind. After joyous days of crossing valleys and climbing through the floribundant gorges, cut by rushing rivers, teeming with hanging ferns and waterfalls, we lived off the grid with no thoughts of solar panels or refrigerators or TV, since my families had no reference to these. Instead, we woke to the sunshine who powered us, had no need for the refrigeration since our growing supermarkets surrounded us, and far more engaging than television, everyone told a vision as each child was taught to sing, to dance, to tell stories, for endless evenings of laughter and merriment around the fire, or cuddled together under shared blankets beneath the stars and the moon. Life was sweetly idyllic, moving slowly from season to heartfelt season until, to our great sorrow, each family who adopted me over the years became forcibly invaded in various ways by those wanting their land, their food, and happiness, remarkably similar to the portrayal in the Avatar movie. The first times I organized serving raw foods was to the stranded surviving members of my adopted families at countryside refugee camps and orphanages. 7 adventurous years had passed since the pneumonia. I was a Buddhist lay nun and meditation retreat coordinator, abiding at a jungle monastery in Thailand. And it was New Year's Eve. Beneath the light of the full moon, I journaled about the many blessings of the year, then prayed for the highest aspirations worthy for living another new year. I gave thanks for the gifts of outstanding health, remarkable joy, and unusual strength, which I traced back to the faithful pneumonia, which proved to be a boon. As the Chinese adage concurs, quote, those who experience serious illness once grow healthier and live longer than those who know no illness. At midnight, while meditating into the new year, I saw vast portions of humanity, just like me, needlessly filling hospitals and doctors' offices, and amidst the monastic ambience rose a new compassion that silently aspired and inspired me to return to America to start a festival for all of humanity about not only organic, raw vegan foods, but also about the intrinsic importance of really living by way of embracing nature, foraging, gardening, giving, storytelling, singing, dancing, listening, loving, laughing, stretching, meditating, wondering and praying, co-creating and communing with kindness, family, community, and fun-filled celebration moment after miraculous moment. I was thusly inspired to found the Raw Spirit Festival, Inc., 503C educational nonprofit. It grew from 150 participants the first year to 2,500 2 years later. In 2009, 10,000 participants in 100-plus Raw Spirit Fests, mini-fests, retreats, potluck celebrations. In 2010 and 11, we offered lakefront festivals in Prescott, Arizona, and oceanfront retreats in Maui. The touching friendships, fun-loving conversations, touching thank you letters, inspiring Raw Spirit stories, songs, poems, humorous quips, insights, raw vegan treats, books, CDs, generous donations, and countless Raw Spirit-inspired marriages, babies, jobs, and companies born from those participants who have undergone life-enhancing transformations. I am going to stop there. I felt that it was very vital to share what I just shared with you, because this definitely gives and gave a wonderful history up to the present of this person we are about to speak to. So, Happy, are you there?
I am. I'm delighted to be in your telephonic presence.
And are you up on top of the mountain?
Indeed, yes. We had determined a little bit earlier today that because I live in a canyon, the reception was a bit spotty, and now I'm sitting among 2 foot tall grasses and wild purple onions and dandelions and sitting between in a crevice between two rocks because it's rather blustery.
Well, I have to say, Happy, that you are coming in loud and clear.
Glad to hear that. It must be all of the tree people that are, increasing the waves of, because they are waving back and forth, so perhaps they're adding to it.
I'm sure they are. Well, Happy, like I said, and you heard me share with the listeners, I could have not shared all that, and I just felt that it was really important to do so because of the interesting and heartwarming information that was contained in all of that. So I hope that was okay. I know it took a little time, but I just felt it was great to start the interview by sharing. That way people know more of, who you are, actually. But today, I know we talked about wanting to focus a bit more on your Bliss, a Conscious Communications book, and that is really what our topic is going to be concentrating on today. But first of all, I'd love for you just to, even though, I shared what I did, which is fine, but that was me, if you can go ahead and take a few moments to just let the people hear from you yourself as to, who you are.
I am honored to be on your radio show, and I am offering you galaxies of gratitude for sharing that story that I have never read for many years since I edited it, since I wrote it, oh, a couple of years ago. And it was really delightful to be refreshed with all that. It's all true. It's all autobiographical. And that's a tiny fraction of this wonderful life that I've led and that I'm sure everybody out there has led as well. And I am foremost on a spiritual journey. And therefore, the Raw Spirit Festival, what was most interesting about it is that it was seen as a raw food festival, and a lot of people know it as that. It may go down in history as that. However, I discovered, as you now know, raw foods when I was up in the Himalayas, when I was in my early 30s, and I had been on a spiritual path for many years, and it was my years at the Buddhist monastery in Thailand, in the jungle, where the abbot and I had a difference of opinion about the power of raw vegan food. I realized that it was important for me to bring the festival to the people all over the world, not just at a monastery. In Thailand, the abbot was correct. He said that we can't forego the tradition of the first bite of every meal, including breakfast, in Thailand, for us to respect the ancient gods and goddesses. They take a bite of plain rice. Everybody does this. They even put rice in the altar. And what I had been doing was very revolutionary, because I was proposing that we have an alternative breakfast of fresh fruit and fresh vegetables that we pick from the trees that were growing in the orchards and all around the place naturally, to such an extent that they were actually rotting on the ground. And so I was seeing the importance of eating nature's bounty and giving those travelers who were starting to wake up to raw vegan food and those monks and nuns the alternative of this diet, because sometimes the nuns and monks would fall asleep during their singing, their chanting time, or during their prayer time. And I noticed that those nuns and monks that would eat the alternative raw vegan diet fresh off the farm would be wide awake throughout the day.
And that definitely made a statement that what you were feeling and suggesting definitely had some wonderful spiritual energy behind it. You know, Happy, there's this, and I'm sure you have heard it over and over again, and it sounds a little bit like an old cliche, but it's very true, and that is, we are what we eat and what we drink and how our body uses it. Because we are made according to Mother, Father, Nature, as I say it, then it only makes sense that we eat foods that are alive, that are full of energy, in order for our minds, our bodies, our emotions, and our spirits to show, you know, and radiate from us that very energy, to wake up feeling full of energy and ready to experience, you know, what life brings. So I hear you very, very well, and I just the fact that you were willing also to share your thoughts with him, right? Are you there? What's Happy? Okay. I think we've lost communication. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello, Happy. Wow. Hello, listeners, and Happy, are you there? Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Now I can, dear. I'm not sure what happened, but I completely lost you.
Perhaps it's this is very unusual. Perhaps it's because I'm in a labyrinth of canyons. If it does happen again, I call you immediately back. So I called you back several times, but you didn't pick up. You probably can see it on your screen there.
Right. Yeah. That's okay, because I actually just called back in, and the way that this is set up is wonderful, Happy, because you know we can do that. You know, I can just call back in, and you could do the same. So here we are, and listeners, sorry about that little interruption. I'm not sure how that's going to play out when you re-listen to the shows in the archive section, but I'm sure we'll take care of that. So, Happy, I'm not sure where I lost you. I know that where I had realized I lost you was when I said to you that, you know, it was wonderful that you were willing to share, you know, those feelings and those insights about, you know, possibly changing what was eaten in the morning. And that's, I believe, where I had left off. And I said it was great that you had the courage to, you know, to share that with the monks, et cetera.
Well, something I loved about that that monastery is that the monks and nuns were all about change. And so it was a place that was very... The founder of that monastery actually brought back the tradition of jungle living among monks and nuns. And it had been lost for about 50 years. And so it was the first jungle monastery of Thailand that was founded in the 1940s. And this monastery is known to be cutting edge. So we did all kinds of social programs, and it was really wonderful. Like AIDS was something that was not seen as something that could be shared, especially AIDS among monks, kind of embarrassing. And so we went out and we gathered the various monks and various people that had AIDS and brought them into a sacred temple where they lived their dying days. And we would actually offer foot reflexology and prayers and chanting and healthy food for them. And so between the days of leading the 10-day retreats in silence, with a very little bit of guided meditation, we were really active in all these really exciting social projects.
Mm-hmm. So it does sound like it was an environment that was very, very willing to, you know, listen to new ideas and so forth. So, of course, I'm not surprised that you found yourself in that kind of environment, because look at who you are.
Well, and that means I feel equally honored to be in your presence today and to be with such an outstanding hostess, 24 years. That's quite phenomenal. And so I would like to say that you are probably an honorary blissologist. That is the name of my book. As we were speaking about, I have transitioned from letting the Raw Spirit Festival hibernate, because I feel that I went full circle with that, and my mission was to bring the words raw vegan to the mainstream with a spiritual and peaceful and loving essence. And I believe that we achieved that, we as in thousands of us, me as the coordinator and often the janitor of the movement, mediator of the movement, we brought out the possibility that instead of going to hospitals for surgery, for things like getting colons removed or for diabetes or for all kinds of heart attack, et cetera, that instead of going down that tragic route and very costly route in more ways than one, especially to the bereaved, that we can joyfully engage in a diet that gives us energy and feeds us. And so now that has been achieved and that I have mentored the next generation of many festivals, I'm helping people to put on their own regional festivals based on the format of Raw Spirit. And because that is now freeing me up, I'm returning to something that is really cherishing. It's so deep in my heart to express. And that is that now in 2012, what's next? Now that people know about healthy living to a certain extent, and people are telling people are telling people, and it's becoming really the number one weight loss diet is the raw food diet right now. It's even in all the tabloids and the mainstream magazines. It's amazing. So now that that's been achieved, I am wishing to work on the next, introduce the next level of health, and that is about our minds. It really comes back to meditation. It full circles back to Buddhist monasteries, the Hindu ashrams, the Christian retreats, where people focus on meditation and prayer, and really investigating our minds, because when we meditate, very few people know this, but you may, listeners, and Marcia, of course, that what comes first, emotions or thought? And meditators know full well that it's only a fraction of a second, but the thought comes first. And the thought is what causes the emotional reaction or response. So if we can really use bliscipline and only allow blissful thoughts, or at least peaceful and productive, constructive thoughts into our minds, then our emotions are going to reflect that, and then our words will come out to be gifts rather than curses, will be blessings, and will be something that's worthy of people to listen to. And so that is the basis of bliss conscious communication, about transmuting ordinary chats into extraordinary conversations. And it's the world's first interactive playbook. It's a co-creation by myself and whoever co-authors the book, because every page is left half blank with questions for you to answer.
Wonderful. So when is the book able to be in hand?
Well, the book has been available since 2004, and what happened is when I returned from my 20 years abroad, the day that I touched down in America, I realized that my course was changing, so I never promoted my own book. It's very fascinating. The day I landed, I got a message from on high, now is the time to focus on the Raw Spirit Festival, and that was way back in 2004, and so for 8 years, I focus exclusively on the Raw Spirit Festival, and now the book is still here, and for the first time ever, I'm offering bliss conscious retreats, and in fact, last night in Sedona, Arizona, we offered the first play shop for blissologists, and it sounds kind of silly and fun. It is fun. It's not silly. It is very intimate. It's about how to achieve holy communion in our conversations, starting with silence. So we start with international introductions that were offered to me when I was an adventure anthropologist with a number of tribal families, and how they introduce each other and fully become present in silence. Instead of shaking their hand or even a quick hug, they go into silence and they do various gestures that I could share with you that we offered at play shop. And some of this is definitely featured in the bliss book.
Well, I have said to you many times since we met you personally, and I did the interview with you at one of the Raw Spirit Festivals in Sedona some years ago, that I was really seeing myself, showing up more in the area of Sedona, which actually I have, but more specifically, and continuing to receive your emails about the different retreats and the play shops and everything. I still do very, very much see myself showing up more, participating. Everything that you're doing is very close, to my heart. I think that I feel that many of us who are walking this path, we're walking parallel paths, and many times we meet each other, and I could say to you, oh, I love what you're doing, I've touched on doing some of that myself, and wanting to do more of, hey, what you're doing over there, and we also all know that we each have our mission, and I would make that plural, not necessarily singular. Our missions and our purposes that we find ourselves, just like you, walking along and listening and moving into that direction. But I personally love Sedona. I've been there numerous times, that whole area. I know that, they're sort of on the outskirts there. And many awesome experiences have happened. You probably are very aware that one of the things that's said about Sedona, for instance, you know, as far as Sedona goes, is that, you know, when you show up there, especially the first time, that there's this energy that exists that immediately starts to bring up the areas or area of your life that really could use opening up more, you know, healing around more, all of that. And I'll tell you, the first time I went, it couldn't have been any truer.
Intriguing, is it not? It's a very powerful place indeed. And you know, it's no mere coincidence that the Raw Spirit Festival was founded in Sedona. Our first events were there. And that now, 8 years later, new cycle, I believe this very small movement that is called Blissology, that with the Blissiplins, that 100 plus disciplines of how to live a daily life of bliss and contentment and joy and peace and harmony, that we had the first play shop last night in Sedona, and it was a modest turnout of about 16 people. That's how it starts. The first Raw Spirit was actually in my living room. We had one person show up, and that was just a little potluck at my house. And then it got, you know, then the actual festival, we had 150 people, but that was actually a year later. That was in 2005. Mm-hmm. So these things start small, and then hopefully the joy would be that the ecstatic economy that we are entering, that we enter it consciously and kindly, that now that there's different pressures and stresses, most of which are created by our very own mind and our responses and reactions to the changes that are occurring, that they can actually be blessings, and that we can learn how to live together, how to work together, how to live as one humanity in it by ever honing our communication skills and also honing our missions and our visions and really purifying our heart. You know, like we cleanse our body sometimes with juice fast, etc. And the beauty of going to a Buddhist temple or on a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or any other religious retreat or spiritual retreat in nature, that it's really about looking within and really taking an honest look at what are our values and what are our goals, and are our values really valuable? And is there any value that we're clinging to on a daily basis that perhaps isn't as important as some other values? So we ask all kinds of questions. Yes. And one of the questions that I'd like to ask you, even though you're the interviewer, is what are your ideals?
That's okay.
what are your ideals, and how are you living them today?
My ideals are living according to my inner voice, the voice within, which has been a blessing for me, Happy, because when I was approximately 3 years old, I had this experience that was an inner experience, and what that was my inner voice said to me, you're going to start going through this life, and you're going to experience many, many things. And as you experience those many things, you are going to continue to remember. And I felt and heard those words as that little child, as that I was going to continue to remember my direct connection to the Creator, to the universe, to God, to Buddha, to whoever wants to call it, because for me in my life, Happy, it has never made any difference what religion, what spiritual belief system someone is. It is just a natural flow for me to honor each and every person's spiritual belief system. I do not believe that there is this, quote, one way that so many people can walk the planet, you know, eluding. And so as a
child, that is beautiful.
Well, thank you. So, you know, as I walked through my life, I chose to be born into a Catholic Italian family and went to a Catholic school all the way up through ninth grade. Left after ninth grade because I asked my mother, please let me leave. And, you know, she honored that. My mother was an extraordinary woman. And, so I left after ninth grade, and there was a part of me that just started opening and blossoming. And I have to back up a moment and say, I know that those experiences were there for me to learn and grow with. And I am by no means, and listeners, I want you to hear this, you heard me say I honor everybody's spiritual belief, and that is exactly what I mean. So I'm not putting down anyone's spiritual belief system. I'm just saying that I honor each and every one of them because I really do respect where each person is with their connection to that creative energy. And so it's been an interesting time through life, and I still, you know, I feel that it's a part of me that, has meant to have to grow more in that arena to feel okay about expressing myself in this way that I just did, because there was a time years ago where I would hesitate, for different reasons. But that's why I love, you know, the people like yourself and all of us that are doing what we're led to do, doing what we feel is true to who we are. So back to your question, the second part of your question, I would answer it by simply saying that what is a natural high for me is for me to simply continue to do what I can to be true to myself, which is the most awesome energy that anyone could be, because that, when that is seen and felt and experienced by others, including and even more specifically if we have children, there is no greater gift for them than to see you as a parent following what you feel is right. And I've raised 3 children, and I have 2 grandchildren. So.
Wow. Well, you know, that brings me your attitude of gratitude and, you know, pantheistic appreciation of all paths. It brings me to this aspect of how I wake up in the morning, and it may be what you do too. When I was a teenager, I started waking up to this habit of writing down answers to questions, because I realized that sometimes people ask questions when they wake up. There was a survey that reveals that the following 7 questions, for example, are those most frequently asked upon coming to so-called consciousness, such as what time is it? Is it late? What day is it? What do I have to do today? Why did I go to sleep so late last night? Which problems and people should I try to avoid today? What could go wrong today? And I realized that that's bringing us down a path instead of a spiritual path of joy and bliss and wonder and harmony. It's the opposite. So I started writing questions that would consciously lead my mind into wondrous possibilities. So here's a few of the questions, if I may. I'm going to just go through them, and people can think about it on their own. What are the blessings of this moment? And I asked you the second one, what are my ideals and how can I live them today? How can I greet the day in a healthy way? How can I enhance calmness and deepen peace? What would creativity explore? What's the focus of my enthusiasm? What are my highest, happiest truths, and how can I manifest them today? How can today be absolutely dreamy, and how can I co-create this? What would the universe love for me to do today? So that's what I love to ask myself, at least a few of those when I wake up. And now at this point, I don't even have to ask the questions. The answers just pour forth into my mind. And then I get out of bed and I'm just pure smiles and joy. And I'm like a puppy dog ready for the new day.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. I feel and understand totally, you know, what you just shared.
So that's part of the Bliss book that I'm sharing with people. And for the first time ever, we're going to invite people to become certified blissologists. And it's going to be, at first, 2-hour play shops, but it's going to be a much more extensive program because it's actually hundreds of hours of delightful means of how we can raise our conversational kundalini and really offer each other so much joy by just being in the bliss and by these different means, these bliss disciplines of, for example, using ecstatic endearments and asking people conscious questions. We look at the questions that we commonly ask each other. We investigate if those questions are really worthwhile and if there's a way that we could ameliorate them. And then our responses to other questions, if we could pause for a moment, even if it be just a second, and really respond from our highest.
So, Happy, how does one get, in touch with you? Also, any interest in your book?
That's an excellent question. I have a new email account, and it's based on my name. My name is Happy Heavenly Oasis, but that's awfully long. So the new email is happyheavenlyo@gmail.com, if you'd like to email. I'd love that. And then if you'd like to procure the Bliss book, it's just $20 plus $5 for shipping and handling. So it's just $25 for this book that could be the most important book that you would ever write. So if you're not an author yet, this is a book that you definitely participate in fully, and you become a blissologist by the end of the book. And to procure this book, you would PayPal me, is the easiest, heavenly@rawspirit.com. Again, that's heavenly@rawspirit.com for bliss conscious communication. Or you can call or email us at rawspirit.com is fine as well.
Okay, so if they were to, they're able to call you as well?
Feel free to give me a call. It's right on the website here. It's 928-308-2146. We have a lot going on. We just offered a bliss shop last night. Today we had a TV show this morning with Good Morning Arizona, and that was about Let's Get Wild, our wild edible foraging event, which I offer every spring here. And in about 20 nations, we will discover and delight and feast on about 25 plants right here in the canyons behind my home this Sunday, the 6th of May, here in Arizona. And then we have the Havasu Falls. It's an arm of the Grand Canyon. We'll be helicoptering, hiking, and swimming, and going on a very special spiritual vision quest down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon in just 2 weekends. And then we have a meditation celebration here at the Happy Oasis Retreat in June. And I'm also, this year, I have become a musician. I've never done it before, really. I've written songs on and off over the years. However, now we've performed on a loving kindness tour that we've been on now for 3 months. It's last all year, about 24 times. And we've been invited back to all of those venues, my beloved Johnny and myself. And so it's really exciting, all the different activities that are going on here.
Well, this is definitely the time on the planet where people are wanting to connect more and more and experience, you know, these kinds of things that you are sharing and talking about and that we're talking about today. So I know that having met you, you know, those years ago, in the way that that all happened, and I, of course, you know, we send you our communications regularly when we send our emails and our newsletters out, and you do the same. So, you know, every once in a while I would receive yours and, you know, I'd read it and I'd go, oh, geez, I need to connect with her, or, you know, I need to go show up there, things like that. So I just have a definite sense that, you know, there will be more, along this road as we move forward with what, you know, each of us is doing, and to continue to see how, you know, we can help, be of help to you, and therefore to us, of course. That's the way life is, right?
Indeed, absolutely, and equally, I am your total fan. What you've been doing with your healthy referrals for so long, with so many tens of thousands, there must be at least a million people by now that have picked up your magazine, and the lives that it has touched profoundly on so many walks of life in so many ways. I can't say enough goodness about it. And I hope, if you're listening out there, if you haven't read Marcia's magazine yet, now is the time, because we are entering the ecstatic economy, as I like to say, and pretty soon we're all going to discover that these greenbacks, called dollars, that their real currency is really being current with each other, really being in the flow, and really being in the currency of joy and peace and harmony, and uplifting each other, as you just so well pointed out. It's really about us together as a team coming into the next phase of co-creation. And really, the miracles are still happening. And I feel that it's up to us to create more miracles and to live in the possibility of ceaseless miracles happening all around us, to change our vision and our listening skills and all of our sensory skills and our mind, so that we are open to the infinite possibilities of these miracles that keep happening. And one of them is you, Marcia, and Healthy Referral Magazine.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. And because where we all continue to expand, which is more and more on a, you know, global, universal level, which I'm certain that you have been and you are. And, you know, with us, the day that we started, I felt the tingling in the toes and all the way through my body to the tips of my fingers, that universal energy, knowing that it would be, you know, a global opportunity that, you know, we and many others have been given. And that's why, Happy, you know, when you mentioned the Healthy Referral newspaper, it's awesome, because I would like to just mention that besides being a physical 36-page in-hand newspaper, it's also online for the world to read through newspaperdirect.com. That's newspaperdirect.com. They represent over 2,500 publications and over 100 and some countries in many, 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 many languages. So that is giving us in the Healthy Referral and everybody in the Healthy Referral. And that's what's exciting, because without people like you and all these people in the world doing what they're doing, we wouldn't have a newspaper and we wouldn't have a radio show. So, you know, that's what our gratitude is that more and more people are doing, you know, what they're supposed to be doing, and expressing that through, you know, love and compassion. And here we are, you know, headed well into
And here we are. You know, I'd also like to commend you, and because only if you're a radio show do you have any idea how brave one must be. You think, why brave? You must be brave to host a radio show. Blog Talk, I also hosted Raw Spirit Radio for 3 years. And meanwhile, I was traveling in the jungles of Hawaii and all kinds of remote locations in Oregon and Washington. And I'd have to say, could I please borrow a telephone? And do you have an internet system that works? And there's an airplane flying over my head right now. So there's all these variables that occur, and this is just one of them. And for a radio show to actually work, it's a miracle. It really is. And for somebody to keep doing that for 24 years lovingly and knowing that there's so many risks, and it's, you just never know what's going to happen, do you, Marcia?
No, it is quite interesting, and you would you would pick up on that, knowing who you are. So thanks for those kind and sweet words. And one more time, what I want to make sure of, since we're getting close to the end of the hour, Happy, is for you to once again give your contact information, both, you know, your phone number, your website, email, et cetera, one more time before we come to the end of this hour.
I would love to, yes. So if you'd like to procure Bliss Conscious Communication, the first and only book in the blissology field to my knowledge, and I coined the term blissologist, blissiplines, as you know, and that is PayPal, just $25. The postage is included, heavenly@rawspirit.com. Again, heavenly@rawspirit.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me for one of our amazing retreats here at the Happy Oasis and actually around the world, feel free to call me at 928-308-2146. Again, 928-308-2146. Or email happyheavenlyo@gmail.com.
Wonderful. I remember the first time I heard your name and I went, oh, that is too awesome. Just absolutely too
And I
awesome.
Told you the history of my name, right?
Yes, you did. And I think what we should do another time is, you know, do a part two, and you can actually share a little bit more about all of that. That would be great, because you do have, you know, just wonderful things to share that haven't even been mentioned yet. So we can look at that possibility.
Wonderful. To be continued. Yes.
All right, Happy. Well, from us to you, we want to say thank you for doing what you're doing, being here. And let's plan to talk other than the show, and, you know, just need to get myself out there, because there would be nothing more I would love than to spend some time out there.
It is a paradise indeed here. If you haven't seen, happyoasis.com is where I am, sitting in a crevice right now among very tall waving grasses and blue sky. There is not a cloud in the sky. That's the way Arizona usually is. And perfect weather. We're up here a mile high. So, and the pool and the pond and the lake and the stream and the tall trees. And in the summer months here, it is nice and cool, and because we're up so high, and it is heaven on earth. So I hope you come and join us at one of our retreats, Marcia. And anybody else out there who's listening, please feel free to get in touch with me at happyoasis.com or at any of the other ways we have mentioned. And I celebrate your existence.
Well, thank you so very much, dear. And you enjoy the rest of this day, as I'm sure you will. And we will talk soon.
Yes, indeed. May the bliss be with you. Bliss forth.
Thank you, sweetie. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cheery bye.
Bye-bye. That was Happy Oasis. And please join us each and every Friday at 5:30 p.m. for Mind Your Body and Spirit. That's 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We look forward to having all of you with us again. Call us at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273.